This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine told me last week that he was fired by his lawyer, which was something I didn't know could happen since you don't really work for your lawyer. Mostly it's the other way around. But in this case, apparently his lawyer was reviewing his client list and just decided that it was a little too large and my friend really didn't give him enough business and that for some reason this represented a burden on the small firm that necessitated their parting of ways. It's just that we have to keep the file around, the lawyer told him, and it's not like you're out pitching and we haven't really done that much for you. So, you know, the thing is, maybe it's better if we part ways. So he was fired as a client by his lawyer because the file, which I assume was digital and in the cloud mostly, or by the lawyer's own admission, not a very large one, but it was something that was irritating to keep looking at, I guess. Well, I told him, you always said you wanted a really amoral shark as an attorney. Yeah, he said, but not, you know, to me. But then he went on to talk some more, which I'm sure was very interesting, about what it felt like to be told essentially to get off the team. But I wasn't listening. I was doing what you do in Hollywood when someone tells you some bad news about themselves. I was thinking, how does this apply to me? Am I going to get fired by my lawyer? Is that even a thing? Am I going to get fired by my agent? Is that a thing? Hey, agents work for you is what people with agents tell other people with agents when people with agents complain about agents. They're getting a commission. They don't get paid unless you get paid, which sounds nice and is in fact the way it's supposed to work, but the business has changed a lot in the past 10 years, and I have heard stories of writers getting calls from their agents, usually after many long months of silence from both parties, with a kind of a sad tone and a version of the lawyer's call, something like, I just feel that right now we in this agency are at a place where we're not really useful to you in where you are in your career. But that's a lot more stand-up, I guess, than what's more prevalent, which is that clients are fired by their agents and managers, but sort of subconsciously. Without really facing the hard truth, the agent or manager just makes a kind of unacknowledged Twilight Space decision to stop representing the client, to stop thinking about him or her, to just go forward as if they were no longer connected by the contractual obligations of a legally enfranchised representative, but without making that awkward phone call. Now, it's fun and easy to make fun of agents and managers for this kind of thing, but the truth is the clients are no better. Everyone in Hollywood with an agent knows that the rule is never fire your agent until you've already got another one all lined up. Agents love to steal clients and woo clients and beat other agents at the client signing game, but if there's a client just standing there without an agent, they're suddenly a lot less attractive. French fries are delicious when stolen hot from someone else's plate, but less so when you find them in the cup holder on the driver's side of the car. So when a client gets down to the business of actually firing an agent or manager, it's usually after several months of phone calls and behind-the-back meetings. Now, half of the unhappy-looking couples you see around town at lunch or dinner, where one is looking around the place for something better and the other is emotionally checked out, well, they're not really couples. They're just clients and agents who haven't fired each other yet. All in all, I told my friend, his lawyer had the right idea. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get entrepreneurial. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.